Police say Brandon Hall was seen firing two assault rifles during the attack on Thursday night that were bought legally in July and September 2020. That was just months after police seized a shotgun from his home when his mother raised concerns about his mental health. Indiana gun makers must do a background check before selling someone a gun, but the same rules don't apply for private sales. Joe Biden has urged Congress to approve legislation that would close that loophole. Meanwhile, vigils have been held for the victims of the shooting in Indianapolis, and the family of Brandon Hall have released a statement saying they're devastated by the loss of life caused by his actions. Sarah Walton, Indianapolis.